Match sticks.
Don't ruin the theater of this show.
Wow.
Hello and welcome to Across the Park, a sports show on 2SER that's hosted by three people, unlike MasterChef, which thankfully is hosted by zero people. Joel Kasem is my name, and my two co-hosts are also here, so I guess I should introduce them. First up is a man who is going to be telling us all about the glitz and glamour of Splendor in the Grass. It's Mick Rad.
That's right. I can completely talk about something unrelated to sport because that's what I know more about.
And that's what we do on this show.
I think the plan of this show is to eventually just not be a sports show anymore, just 30 minutes of just us talking.
Oh,
that's the plan.
Is that the plan?
Yeah.
Oh, I missed the planning meeting.
Give the people what they want.
Exactly. Also joining us is a woman who has taken the role of Boris Johnson's hairstylist. It's Gabby Morris.
Doesn't he continuously look like somebody who's just gone out and played a bit of soccer at lunchtime and he's rocked back up to work and he's all
Mick,
flush and his hair's
that's
like...
That's the look. That's yeah. Vogue.
Is it?
In Vogue?
In Vogue.
All right, so I've been shuffled away into the corner over here because I'm sick. Well, a little bit sick. When you asked me on a scale of 1 to 10 how sick I was, like, I'm not going to... I don't like to think I'm very sick. I'm just
listening to you, I feel sick.
I got sniffles.
Like I'm starting to feel sick.
You can't go through wires, Gabby.
Yeah. Didn't you head, Gab?
It's so in my ears.
Yeah. But I actually don't think you sound that sick today, listening to you. Other weeks, when you've actually been really sick.
Yeah.
Oh, previously, when I've been sick, I've just had like losing my voice, which where it makes you sound like you're really sick, but you don't feel sick. Like your voice is gone.
Can I also just say, because I've got the computer in front of me, and all I can see is the top, like from your nose up. You're sitting really low. We've put you in the corner. It's like that.
I'll crawl
what was
under the
that
desk
show
if you want.
With Tim the Toolman Taylor. What was that
oh,
show?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And Wilson.
Wilson over the fence. You ever saw that part? That's what I can see now.
So I've literally got my scarf near my face and I've got hand sanitizer with me. I've got a compromised immune system. I haven't got time for this. I'm about to go on holiday.
A compromised immune system?
I do.
I'm sorry.
You left your bubble at home, Gabby.
I had the biggest tantrum. I was like, no, I'm not coming. I've got a holiday. I don't want to get
this
sick.
Was about 15 minutes ago, people.
Yes.
I go fully just was like, no, call me in. And Joel's like, no, we'll call Mick in. He's the one that's sick.
Yeah. Yeah. It made more sense.
Wasn't even thinking of you.
It's all right. We're here now. We're going to rush through this show.
Yep. And I promise you, listener, you cannot get sick through the radio waves. It's okay.
Mick.
Hello.
You've been at Splendor.
Yes.
You missed the show last week.
Mm.
That was very
good.
You
called me. I think you called me during... which band was it? I can't remember.
We were trying to guess. Gabby said Kiss Chasey. I mean, I don't think anyone this
decade are you from?
Well, I'm just going off basing that solely off your age. So.
Oh, okay. No, I know all young kids' music. Oh, that sounds really like I'm really old.
Young kids and your music. Anything the under 45s listen to, I listen to as well. So, whoa, what?
What are you trying to say?
I just tried to make a joke and it just fell flat on his face.
I mean,
I'll stop for a bit.
That often.
True.
It's just me and Mick looking at each other going,
There he goes again.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Just Splendor's amazing. It's long.
Well, this is why you're sick.
Well, yeah. I mean, you're standing in a mosh pit surrounded by hundreds of thousands of people. Like, you know, and you can't move. Like, I was in Childish Gambino. There were people...
You're in
right here? Behind me doing ketamine, who are just like shoving it in their mouth and doing all this stuff. People like breathing on you every which way.
You don't get a cold from ketamine.
Oh, I know that, but it's all the breathing. All the people next to you, like.
Yeah, the breathing and the snotting and the sneezing. Yeah.
And you're just in big groups of people, very, very close proximity. And usually I don't get sick, but, you know, this happened and I'm dead. But it was worth it. Like, man, what a great
4
trip.
Days?
Rocked up on Thursday, left on Monday. So 4 nights, but sort of 3 days of the festival.
Well, I thought it only went for 3 days.
Yeah, it's a 3-day festival. But there's like an extra bit on the Thursday night. And, you can't leave on Sunday and you can't arrive on the Friday. So you got to arrive on the days around it.
Okay.
I reckon. You can make the most of it.
Oh, he reckons. It's not like a fact. It's not like you can't not rock up. It's just that...
Or some people just rock up, like, at night. They miss, like, the whole first 5 hours of the festival each day and then just rock up for the bands at night. I mean, if you're paying $400 for a ticket, why would you do that?
There's party goers, you know?
Yeah, well, that's right. They're pre-loading in the campsite.
Pre-drinks.
Whatever they're doing, those little kids. Yeah. But no one died. That's good.
That's great.
And I'm fine.
Excellent news.
God.
No, I was like seriously Googling Splendor in the Grass with trepidation afterwards to make sure there's no like big incidents, you know, because as soon as there's like a drug-related death or something dodgy happens, it threatens music festivals.
Yeah.
Well, there was that awful thing that happened at Splendor, the stampede, right? Not that... A few years ago?
Yeah, that was at Falls.
Everyone
was running down a hill and they like crushed into everyone at the front. And that was really bad.
That was
people
awful.
Got
that was
really hurt and there was big lawsuits and stuff, you know, and that sort of stuff you just don't want to have happen. And Splendor's really well run.
Yeah.
And I think, you know, everyone was pretty sensible. But yeah, you just don't want Gladys to get it on their hit list, you know?
No.
Or anyone to die. It's not good either.
Yeah, that also doesn't help. Favorite act?
Well, Childish Gambino was amazing. Mm-hmm. But Ace Swayze and the Ghosts are a very, very cool band from Perth the lead singer just jumps on things. Doesn't matter. Every time I see him, he climbs either like a speaker stack or he, you know, gets off the stage and gets into the audience. But it's just so entertaining. And he was like, all right, second in the morning. Like no one was around, but he was just like giving it. It was the best.
Awesome.
Good punk rock.
Fun.
Cool.
Yeah.
Well, we had more fun.
Did you?
Yeah.
Had the show go without me.
Him. Oh, what
a good show.
Hit. I highly recommend people going back and listening
what
to
a
that.
Hit. We'll play it now.
Oh, that Mad as Hell thing where they played the same show episode twice.
It was very funny. And we've actually done that. And
oh, yeah, we have.
By accident, they had the wrong show. But yes, that was funny. Did you actually see Mad as Hell this week?
Well, that was... I didn't... Oh, no.
This week.
Oh,
so the one actual after, proper
no, I missed
episode.
It, I missed it.
So they've... Did you hear about
did they I've try known. And do it again? Like, take
I don't
piss?
Even know what you're talking about.
So Sean McAuliffe has like a current affairs type program on the ABC on Wednesday nights.
Satirical.
It's hilarious. Mm. Highly recommend.
Great show.
But last week, they accidentally played the week before the episode again. Yeah. So he started the show this week with the wrong intro. It was like him, the Adam Hills show. What's that show called?
Last Leg,
yeah. Very funny.
Excellent.
That's all. Just talking about Sean McCullough's programs.
Just talking about other good shows.
Yeah. And you know what else I like? Chernobyl was good.
Oh, great.
Have you seen Stranger Things?
Is also this a good podcast? Or is this a sport podcast or an entertainment podcast? I don't know.
Pure entertainment.
But Gab, you're going on holidays.
I am.
Yay. Where are you going?
Going down to the snow. Perisher.
Down to the Perisher?
Yeah.
You're going to stay on the snow?
Yep.
Nice.
On the mid-mountain, a ski-in, ski-out lodge,
oh my
as
God,
they
that's
like
amazing.
To say.
So yeah. You can just like literally ski into the...
That's
oh,
it.
Oh, that is the best.
Yeah.
I love that.
So I'm going with my partner and my two best girlfriends and my dad.
Hey. Yeah.
And so he's like, yep, cool. I'm going to stay the night at your house. We're getting up at 4 a.m.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
We're driving down. We've got to get in all the skiing, the Friday arvo, like da 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 da. Everyone's like, all right, Dad. You really feel like a 15-year-old again when you've got your dad just like getting you up at 4 a.m. to hit the road. So it should be interesting.
How's
plenty.
The forecast?
It snowed a few days ago.
Yeah.
So it's good. There's a good base level, as I like to say. Mm. Very cold, which is great. That's what you want.
Yes.
I'm hoping for a bit more snow.
I reckon the best time I've ever been skiing is where it's been cold, it's been snowing, but then on the day you get there, it's like blue sky.
Yeah, you want yeah.
And there's no wind.
Bluebird.
And it's just like, oh my God, this is amazing.
Yeah, for sure. Mm.
I have never been snowing or skiing.
Have
I've
you
never
seen
been
snow?
I've seen snow. I've never seen it snow, but I've seen snow, if that makes sense.
Seeing it snow is really quite amazing.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
Yeah, I haven't.
It's it's a really like fiddly like effort of a sport.
Yes.
You know, like
it's not something you can do every day.
No.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, and also just the expense, all the gear, all the things. You know, but it is fun. It is a thrill getting down that mountain.
Do you ski or snowboard?
No, I'm a seasoned snowboarder.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
No pun intended. Yep.
That's one each now.
Yeah, yeah,
two
yeah.
Two jokes. Mick, you got one as well, okay? We're waiting for your one.
I tried snowboarding. I can ski all right, like, except I can't turn right very well. But besides that, snowboarding.
I mean, that's pretty vital. I would say that you can't snowboard. He just goes left all the way across.
Well, it's just like Zoolander, where you can turn one way. But I started snowboarding once and I kept on falling over. And I was really scared to lean, what is it? Lean backwards down the, when you're going facing down the slope.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I was really bad at that. So I was always left facing up the slope and I kept on falling over and I just hit my wrist on the ground over and over again.
Yeah,
ended up breaking a bone.
Oh,
yeah.
Jeez.
It was like, that was my last snowboarding effort. Oh, I was on my bum more than anything. I really thought I could do it. I thought I can ski.
That's pretty hard.
No worries.
Yeah. I'm one of those people as well. I feel like I could just do it.
Yeah.
As a skater who, or as a kid who was a skater.
Yeah.
Like, it's just like not really like surfing or skateboarding because with surfing and skateboarding, you use your back foot, right? You put the pressure on the back of the board to turn. Whereas snowboarding is all about your toes and your heels.
Yeah.
So it literally slight movements with your toes and heels. So like, you know, turning right is like that. Turning left is like that. So your it's quite tricky.
As Gabby gestures her hand.
Sometimes I forget that we're on radio. but speaking of weather, going back to that, Threadbo, a guy was just sitting on the chairlift by himself. Gale force winds, the chairlift just blew off.
It fell off. I saw that.
Oh, wow.
He survived miraculously, which is really quite amazing. But he fell. The chairlift came off the wire, which is unheard of, really.
Like, it was, you know, when you, must like, it's have been scary so windy. When it's rocking and you're like, whoa.
But it was a quad chairlift. It wasn't like a small one. It's like a pretty solid big chairlift. And he went flying.
Did he fall off before it hit the ground?
Don't know the details.
Mm. You would think. Because that's the only way you'd think he'd be all right.
Well, yeah, that's what I mean. Like, if he was staying on the seat, surely, like, you'd just get, I don't know. Oh, God.
How far did he fall?
I don't know. Pretty far. Look, the photo looks pretty.
Oh, you see a chairlift just, like, embedded in the snow. It's like,
and he's just like, no major injuries.
Yeah.
I've fallen off a chairlift, maybe, like, 5 meters.
5 meters is really high.
Yeah.
Oh, what? You just slipped
off? It was really embarrassing. I was getting a private snowboard lesson with this pretty good-looking instructor, might I add. And I was sitting with them on the chair and I just kind of like, as we were getting on, like clipped the edge of my snowboard and swung around and got my arm caught and the chair kept on going up and they go up on an incline. So I was hanging and then they had to like bang, bang, and like shut the chair. So I was just swinging and they were like, let go. And I was like, I can't, my arm's stuck. And like tried to get it out, finally got it out, went flying. Luckily it was powder on the bottom, just sunk into all this powder. But the most embarrassing thing is that there's a line of people waiting to get on the chairlift, just watching.
Yeah.
And then the instructor's watching and then...
Oh, that would have been...
Anyway, hectic. I get scooped back up and get put back on another chairlift behind my instructor.
So you seriously landed in such soft snow?
Yeah.
No injuries?
I had bruises all over me, like really bad the next day.
You could just start snowboarding back down.
Yeah.
I meant it.
But then I hadn't had a 2 hour like lesson or something. But I got back on the chairlift and my goggles were completely fogged because I was holding back. I was like crying, but trying to hold back tears, just being like, mate, no, I'm fine. Like ready to go, ready to shred.
It's like you lift your goggles and there's always tears.
I think it was like a shock. It's like a real shock and then you're scared and then you're just really embarrassed. It's like one of those, you know, injuries where it's just like all in one.
Yeah. That is horrible.
Yeah.
That is
it's a really quite a hectic sport.
Okay, well don't do anything to yourself, Gab.
Yeah.
Look after yourself.
Yeah.
Don't run into any trees.
Yes, that's also a big risk, isn't it? I wear a helmet and I'm going to get wrist guards, so.
Yes. Good idea.
Good idea. Have you seen the film? I just got to go back to the chairlifting. Not Frozen, the kids animation, but the other Frozen. There's another film called Frozen. 2010 film.
They're like stuck on a chairlift.
And they're stuck on
film.
A chairlift.
Oh my God, yeah.
Through the night.
Yeah.
It is, it's really like, it's quite intense.
Is it?
What? Yeah, it's bad. It's like, it's actually just awful.
I recommend not watching that before you go to the snow.
Yeah, don't watch it tonight.
I always get, like, I've also got a little bit of a thing with height. So every time I get in a chairlift, my toes are tingling and I'm just like really holding on for dear life.
Are you sure you want to do this?
Yeah, I know. it's a thrill.
All right, let's talk some sport then.
Sport.
Thank you, me. In swimming. I'm sure you guys have heard this. Now, at the FINA World Championships, Australian Mac Horton finished second to China's Sun Yang and refused to share the podium with him.
Yeah.
So this is the 400-meter final. Sun won. Mac came in second. They have the presentation at the end where you stand on the podium, and Mac's like, nah, I'll just not stand on the podium.
But it's alleged drug cheating.
No. So in 2014, He was actually handed a 3-month ban for doping,
mm-hmm.
a doping ban.
Blood doping, right?
Blood?
I don't know. Yeah. Isn't it when you pump yourself with oxygen in your blood?
I don't know. He cheated. He cheated. He got found out, got a ban for 3 months.
Right.
And then in... So that's sort of the start of it. Then in 2016, we had the Rio Olympics, where Mac actually beat him. It's the only time this guy's been beaten in like 8 years.
Yeah.
And called him a drug cheat, you know.
Oh, yeah, I remember that.
And so this has been brewing for a long time. But he is a cheat. Like, it has happened. This isn't... mind you, this was years ago, but he has cheated. Since then, and we talked about it on this show like maybe 2 or 3 months ago, he had people come around to his house like to test him with like blood tests or whatever to take samples, and he took them away and smashed them with a hammer.
Oh.
Do you remember this? Do you remember talking
about
this? Yeah,
with a hammer. Yeah, actually with a hammer would smash the blood samples.
Yeah. So everyone's like, wow, come on. That's clearly there's something going. Yeah. You're hiding something, obviously. So,
but what do you think about him protesting? I mean, because Australian Swimming Association, I just made that title.
That's good
up,
enough.
They actually supported him in the protest.
They didn't. They haven't come out and said we support you. Well, they just haven't come out and said we don't think this was a good idea.
No, they. I think they did support him.
I know a lot of Australian swimmers are supporting him.
No, I'm pretty sure they did because who's the other body? It's FINA or something?
FINA. So this is the FINA Championships. This
FINA said, no, this is bad.
Yes, they're not happy.
But Australian Swimming Association said, we actually support his view.
Okay.
Oh, that's good of them
and
to support
they him. Say like, they support, sorry, not his view, they support him in his actions around that.
Yeah, yeah, okay. Sure. Which is fine, I think.
Which is fine, I think. Yeah.
Yeah, there's nothing. You said exactly what I said just then.
You know that I've noticed that I do that?
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
Oh, this is great. I just sit back and watch you two repeat.
Oh,
love
shit.
It. Anyway, yeah, I think it's a tough decision to make. You've got a guy who's been threatened with drug cheat. He might or might not be still cheating. I mean, we don't know.
We don't know.
But he obviously doesn't like him. They've got a big beef.
Didn't
shake his hand.
Didn't take photos.
I think
with
we
him.
Need to be also mindful of what we say. We might get.
Oh, that's what I mean.
Throw
we don't. We don't know.
Over.
We don't know exactly if he is or not now. It's hard to say.
But he has been done for it in the
he
past.
He has definitely, and that's been proven.
Yes.
Hmm.
So yeah. Anyway, they'll go up against each other next year at the Olympics.
Oh, that'll be huge.
As long as nothing happens, you know, Sun may get in trouble.
Yeah.
I think he's got a court case in September, so watch this space.
For what? Drug cheating?
Yes. driving charges.
Just checking.
A lot of unpaid fines. And he owns hammers, he shouldn't. Ariane Titmus. Okay, 18-year-old.
Remember that name, Gab.
Remember this name.
I could never forget it.
Has beaten the previously unbeatable American Katie Ledecky, in the 400-meter final. So this is, I think, again, the first time in many years that someone has actually beaten Katie Ledecky. She's a fantastic swimmer, a long-distance swimmer. I think she's 400, 800, and 1500, I'm going to say. I could be wrong. She's a long-distance swimmer anyway. Titmus.
Ariane, what a great
old
name too.
Yeah, I love that name.
Ariane, A-R-I-A-R-N-E.
Thank you.
Yeah.
So extra bit of bragging rights as well. The Aussie girls won the 4x100 freestyle relay over the US, which is always nice. It's always, if you watch the women's relays, it's always Australia, US, Australia, US, Australia, US.
Mm.
It's always good to get
I love we're still bloody good
rights
at swimming. Australia's always, like, swimming is our thing. I love it.
It has been for a long time.
Yeah, yeah. And America.
It feels like our thing as well. Like,
yeah.
It should be like our thing. We were surrounded by water.
Exactly.
We should know. We all got to know how to swim.
Yeah.
We all learn it when we were kids.
Yeah.
Yeah. Look at Joel. He could have been an Olympic
Look
swimmer.
Look at Joel. He can swim.
Could have been.
Look at Gabby. She can swim too.
Yeah.
Mick's all right. He can paddle. But at least he can give it a go.
He gives it a go. And that's
no,
all, it's not. It
it's
isn't.
It's not.
We definitely not.
What?
And I think I've always said in this country, in like maybe year two or something, maybe the early stages of your schooling, it's compulsory that you go and do swimming lessons.
You think it should be?
You have to. Yeah.
Yeah, 100%.
Oh, should be compulsory. Mm. And then think of the swimmers we'd have. We'd be unstoppable.
Beat those bloody Yanks.
Also at FINA, I wanted to mention this. I don't know if you saw this story.
Does FINA stand for? Just to interrupt you.
Let's guess.
Fishing in...
Neutral Armies.
There's one more N, isn't it?
What's the N?
F-I-N-A.
Not new...
Association.
Yeah. What is it? I don't know. Because there's no like S for swimming.
No.
Or D for diving or...
Far out. Anyway, sorry to interrupt you, Joel.
That's okay. So there was... it's held in South Korea this year. And so I think the way it works is South Korea just get to have a competitor or team in every event because they're the host nation, right? Now, they don't have a women's water polo team. They don't even have a league for it. Yet there's women's water polo. So they got a team together of like 13 people, 12 of them teenagers. I think the oldest was like 23 and she just was automatically captain because she's the oldest. None of them have ever played water polo. They're all just swimmers. They put together a team in June. It's obviously July. They didn't have much time. there were 16 women's teams. They obviously finished 16th. We're not going to talk about that. But I think they played like 3 matches. Their first match was against Hungary, who beat them 64-0. And you get 1 point for a goal in water polo.
Yeah.
And I think their third game was against Cuba. They lost 30-0. But what I wanted to talk about was they played Russia. They were down 27-0. And they scored a goal.
Yes!
And the girls on the side, like on the bench, were crying and hugging each other. They were so happy.
Love it.
They eventually lost 30-1.
They got a bloody goal.
They got a goal. And it's really great to see. They're so happy. They're so pumped.
I can't wait to watch that.
To get a goal.
Water polo is such a hard sport.
Oh, it's ridiculous.
It's absurd.
I played water polo for a couple of years. Yeah.
You don't have very long arms. Well, actually, maybe they are.
Surely though.
You need...
What do you need?
Swimmers, a ball.
It's so intense.
Goals. It is. And it really is. Like, there's a lot of hitting each other, especially underwater.
Yeah, like pulling each other's speedos down.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. Did you ever dacked in the pool?
I don't think I did, no. I think I wore a belt just so nothing would happen. That's how tight it was.
Oh, my God.
In netball, a couple of days after beating the New Zealand Silver Ferns in a regular match at the World Cup, the Diamonds went down in the final by, of course, 1 point.
So bloody close.
Brutal.
52-51, which is the same scoreline as Australia's loss to England in last year's Comm Games, which is a bit weird.
It's always so close, netball. It's always so bloody exciting.
Yeah, it is really close, isn't it?
I
know nothing about netball.
But those top three teams, like, yeah, Australia, New Zealand, England, like they're all like just neck and neck.
Yeah.
How did New Zealand go this time? Oh, sorry, how did England go this time? Sorry.
Well, New Zealand beat England to make it into the grand final. Yeah. And it was held in England, so they beat the home team.
Suck it, Poms.
Also in that tournament, we didn't talk about this last week, Gab, but I did want to mention that there were four...
What did we talk about last week?
I'm not too sure.
It wasn't sport related, that's for sure.
Oh, we'll be sure to listen to that.
Four African teams made the top eight this year, which I don't think has ever happened. And I think, I could be wrong, but Zimbabwe, it was their debut and they couldn't even afford to get there. They had to put a GoFundMe page up.
Well, I didn't even know what sport you're talking about.
Still netball.
Oh, cool.
Haven't changed. Cricket, the Ashes, the Women's Ashes, Australia have now won... we can't lose from here. They won the test match. Oh, no, they drew the test match.
Elise Perry just yawned bonkers. Yeah,
she was player of the match.
Oh, yeah. Player of the bloody century.
She scored 116 and 76 not out in her two innings. There's still three more one-dayers to go, but even if we lost all three, it won't matter. The first one is on tomorrow if you want to watch it. In the men's, very quickly.
Relating to cricket, did you bring out the English-Irish game?
No.
Did you hear about this?
I have, yeah. Which is great for us.
England bowled out for 85 runs. Unbelievable.
By Ireland.
That's
by
lot, isn't
Ireland.
It?
By that, Ireland.
They didn't score many runs.
What do they do in Ireland? They don't play cricket.
They play cricket.
Bloody drinking games and curling. Oh, come on.
What?
I'm not curling.
Even I know
what's
that's
the other
bad.
One?
Yeah,
what's
that's
the other
bad.
One? What's that Irish game? Gaelic football.
Gaelic football, yeah.
Curling? Curling?
I'm not
that
sure.
Ice thing.
It's anyway. Canadian. That's okay, mate. You're trying.
I haven't done it.
And on that show, this show, that's all that matters. Okay. That's great. Great for us because the Ashes is coming up over there.
The other Ashes, the men's Ashes.
The men's Ashes,
secondary
sorry.
Ones, yeah.
Secondary, yeah. Australia currently over there warming up, doing terribly. It's good to see England also doing terribly.
Like, but that's like not just terribly, that's abysmal, right?
That's very bad, yeah. The Tour de France. I never know how to say this because I say France, but it's always pronounced Tour de France.
Ooh. La la.
So that anyway, there was I don't know if anyone saw this. Mick, you have seen it now because I showed you.
Yes.
A guy on a mountain bike decided he would jump them. Like, what do they call it? A peloton?
Over the peloton. Yeah.
Peloton. As a stunt. He's the third person to do it. He landed and everyone was fine.
God, imagine if
no one
didn't.
Got hurt.
I like looking at the video. Like he wasn't that far over the. I mean, he did it pretty smoothly. But if he screwed that up, he would have taken out a lot
he
of.
He would go to jail for that.
Absolutely. You'd probably kill someone.
You sound like and such a mum.
It's like a GoPro footage of him like going there and then jumping over and then like sliding down.
Does
the
he
hill
get a fine or something?
I don't know.
I'm not sure. I think he would. He said it was a childhood dream.
What a weird thing to think about.
I know. I just want to jump over the peloton.
But also, the Tour de France is just bizarre.
Wow, she said it right.
She did.
It's just what?
Bizarre.
No, it's just like, I don't understand how anyone could find that interesting. And I don't mean in like, I would never find it interesting. I don't understand it.
People love it.
Yeah,
it's really strategic, and there's all about teams and who's leading who out and who's trying to time the run at the end. It's really strategic. It's really interesting if you know what's going on.
Okay.
But if you don't know what's going on, it's like they're riding on bikes through nice countryside.
Mm.
That's about it.
Just quickly, if you're free this Saturday, arvo, and want to see some great footy, head down to Leichhardt Oval, where week two of the Women's Premiership Final is on.
Yeah.
So at 1:30, the Tigers will be playing North Sydney, while the Sharks will be playing St. Mary straight after. And I think the winners of both those matches go on to the grand final. Yeah, I've got some other stuff here, but I'm going to have to jump through it, except for this. Just a quick shout out to the Ararat Eagles. This is an AFL team who were beaten by 509 points to Great Western.
Did you say Arrowroot?
Ararat.
Ararat. What did I say?
Yeah, no, Ararat. Where's Ararat?
I thought you said Arrowroot, like the biscuit.
No, Ararat. It's in New South Wales, isn't it?
It is a city in the southwest of Victoria, Australia.
Oh, Victoria.
198 kilometres west of Melbourne.
Yes, okay. There you go. They lost by 509 points. So shout out to them. The score was 515-6.
It's just like they were just continuously kicking goals
every
time they got the ball.
That's
would have been a pain to collect those balls.
All right, it's game time. It's a game and it's really loud.
Oh.
Did you drop something?
Yeah, I did.
Something has fallen to the floor.
It was the vibrations from how loud that intro was.
Sorry, I never know how loud it's going to be. I never know. You guys, you're right.
Yeah.
Mick's had an energy drink. He's
I have this energy drink. I'm like,
yuck, that's gross.
What? Jeez, sorry.
Gav is still holding the thing to her face. Like,
everything about you is just freaking me out.
Far out.
Oh, we can't even do a photo today because we don't want to
No, we
next
can,
to you.
But.
just do a little caption with me in the corner. You know.
All right. We're going to play a game. We've only got 2 minutes to go.
Okay, go quick.
All right. How many minutes of play are there in an American football match?
100.
Sorry, I knew that one. Actually,
don't be sorry for knowing the answer. That's great.
Yeah, be sorry.
Quick, go next.
Which city in the USA hosted the 1996 Summer Olympic Games?
Atlanta.
You're a cheat. You're a drug cheat. You are. You're taking that bloody energy drink.
That's what it is. You're taking the energy drinks that's making you smarter.
I feel sick.
No, you don't. You're okay.
Oh
I promise
God.
You're okay. Do you want to leave now?
Yeah.
Do you want to say goodbye?
No.
We've got a minute, 10 seconds to go.
Do you want to say goodbye? Bye.
All right. In which Olympic target-based sport, do you understand that?
Archery.
For a really
Jesus, dead air.
Yes! Suck it.
Come on, next.
I'll finish the question, though. Yeah, in which Olympic target based sport does South Korea hold the record for most gold medals?
Wow.
With 23 in total.
Well done.
I knew that.
Well done. One more. Let's do one more. Because we're a four from
on
four
fire.
If you get this. Which American former world number one tennis player was known during his career as the Punisher?
Oh. Okay.
Roger Federer.
Was it Jim Courier?
No.
What?
Andre Agassi.
Oh,
really?
Yeah.
I knew that. I knew that.
No, you didn't. You would have got it right if you did. That's the end of the show, guys. Thanks for coming in. And Have fun. Be safe, Gabby.
Yes,
I will. Get better, Michael.
Okay.
And so, Joel, just keep being great. Bye.
The way he puts his hand up. Bye.